Hello.
Hey, Bo. It's Gail over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Hey, where?
Local Splash. We talked just before Christmas. We were talking about first page Google placement. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, awesome. I remember when you and I talked right before Christmas, I think you were probably busy wrapping things up before Christmas. We didn't get a real big chance to talk. Do you remember us talking about that first place? I guess that was a tongue twister. Okay. And then I just wanted to come back around. The listing came back open. Wanted to see if we could get you into that listing. It sounded like you were interested at the time.
Explain to me all the costs and the fees and everything else.
Yep, absolutely. So, just a quick recap. We closed that 50-mile radius around home base for your category. And then the leads and calls all go directly to you. We don't filter or screen them, and we don't charge for them. So pricing is on a flat monthly rate and never anything more. We don't even add taxes to it, but, of course, there are no click fees and call fees either. And then it is on a month-to-month basis, no contracts. And it looks like we had you... Had you at $349 a month and then a one-time $99 setup fee. Now, let's see what that was over here. How are you doing finding work?
Real good, actually.
All right. Now, are you still using the Angie's or, the Angie's Home Advisor?
Yeah, I'm about to probably cancel that also. It's too much. I get enough work, with word of mouth and all that. My clientele is pretty good already, so it's not worth it for the small stuff coming in.
Oh, I suppose. Better to have your own where you can keep all of the profit instead of sending half of it back to Angie's for every lead. For sure. Well, and, that makes you a great fit for that first page listing on Google, too, though, because you want to have those right when they're looking for your services rather than going through, like, an Angie's where you're going to get charged every time, right?
Yeah. What, and let me ask you something. I've been getting a lot of calls from people like you and stuff with this. How come all of a sudden I start getting all these calls? What's the deal? Whenever Andy called me, it started?
It's not a surprise. It's because the area is open again for programming. And so we get a one-day window to fill the listings when they become open. So that's how we can offer discounts on the product. So, yeah, I looked at it before too when we talked. You're a 5 out of 5 star rated company. So that's something that we all look for. Because we don't want to work with a company that's got negative comments. It does no good to put them on the first page of Google because they don't do good work. But yeah, you came across as 5 stars. So that's probably why. And,
who normally comments to give me a 5 star? How that works?
I'm sorry, one more time. You broke up a little bit.
Who normally comments to get a 5 star rating? How did they come up with this 5 star?
Let's see, there was one as I was scanning through. It showed one on Home Advisor Andy's. And I thought there was another one here that was it wouldn't have been a Google. It might have been a Yelp. When I ran my scan, it didn't show me the full details. It showed me that what your rating was. I couldn't see. I think one was Yelp, and I think the other one was from your Home Advisor page.
Okay.
And you know, that good rating, because you do good work, is exactly what people are looking for. And, you know, being positioned right in that map section, right when they're looking for your services too, nine out of 10 people choose one of those 3 to 5 companies that's in the map section. Only about 10% of people actually go down to the Angie's link where you would get charged for the lead. So think of all the leads that you could have just by being positioned in the map, and you don't have to pay for everyone.
Right.
Just more traffic there and better conversion.
Okay.
So if you, you're canceling your Angie's, how else are those online clients going to find you if you don't have the Angie's or anything going on?
So the rate's 300 what, you said?
It'd be $349 a month, and then there's a one-time $99 setup fee. So the $99, yep, $349.
They wouldn't do a trial rate of a lower rate to see how it goes? And
we don't do, we don't do, like, trial periods. What we can do, though, we can look at another package for you if you're worried about an affordability issue or want to start out a little smaller.
No, I've never had to use it, and I stay busy, so you calling me about it, you know what I'm saying? I just seeing if
gotcha.
A little cheaper rate and see if it's working out good and I stay with it, then they can maybe go up later. You know?
Gotcha. And yeah, it's hard for us to do rate changes like that. And one of the reasons is that, so the normal retail is at $599. So the $349 is already heavily discounted. So rather than just giving you a discount because you mention it, we give that discount to everybody that comes through. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yep.
So if I decide to do it, what's my listing going to come up as, and what is going to show on there?
So one of the first things that we'll do is get your Google Business Profile set up for you, and that's going to read your company information, Besco Construction LLC, ERAS, Louisiana. I hope I pronounced that right, ERAS.
Yep.
Awesome. I thought so. I was trying to remember. It's been a while since I've been in Louisiana, but I love it there. So, and then your address, and then if you work from home, which a lot of our clients do, then we don't have to publish your street number, so that keeps your business safe.
Let me ask you another question. So they have a 5-star deal. What happens if I say I just so happen to get a customer that is disgruntled and you can't make them happy, and they start blasting it as negative reviews in it? Then when you go to it, it's going to show negative reviews on it, correct?
So it happens to everybody who's in business. Somebody goes and says something ugly about your company. And
that's what I'm getting at, because the one negative thing that happens, which is sometimes it's not even in our control,
right.
I don't want that to be a chain reaction of what people think my business is, because
Years. No. In fact, if you do get a bad review on Google, we actually will monitor your reviews for you. If you do get a bad one, we'll let you know. And we'll help you with either how to get it removed or improved. And if neither of those work, how to go about replying to it so that it explains your side of what happened without taking without making it worse, I guess is the easiest way to say it. So yeah, we'll monitor your reviews.
I'm interested in it. I really am. I just, let me talk to, I got a business partner, on another deal and kind of do some stuff together. Let me discuss it with him and, maybe touch back. You can maybe reach out to me tomorrow or later in the week and I could make a decision for sure then.
Yeah, absolutely. What time tomorrow works for you?
Probably later after lunch sometime, about this time, you know?
Same time. Okay. I can do that. Yeah. It's right after our lunch, too. Awesome. All right. I will talk to you tomorrow, Bo. And
okay.
Yeah, we'll talk to you then.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.